The patient's last name is Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. Person is Patricia. Date of birth is October 7, 2022. Date of birth is November 18, 1949. Manisha Malhotra. Manisha Malhotra, M-A-I-S-H-A. Last name is M-A-L-H-O-T-R-A. At the Jamir Health at the Alamo office, A-L-A-M-O. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Malhotra, I have the pleasure to see Patricia today for initial evaluation for headaches. Next paragraph, history present in this patient is a 72-year-old female. 72-year-old female, found chief complaint of headaches at first of all. Patient tells me that she has headaches. Come on September 6th of 2022. First up, it was a right side of headaches. She's been having continuous headaches since September 6th of 2022. She tells me when she bent over, that's when her headache is worse. She had history of migraine headaches before. Her usual migraine headaches is unilateral headaches. When she was younger, she used to get menstruation headaches. She would see spots. She had tingling numbness in the fingers. She got very light sensitivity. She also had brain MRI that was reported to be negative. She was diagnosed with migraine headaches since she was 28 years old. Patient denies any hemiparesis, heavenly body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next, we have a past medical history. Past medical history, history of migraine headaches. Next number, bicuspid aortic valve. Next number, current medication, atorvastatin. Next number, alendronate, aspirin, estrogen cream, calcium, vitamin D3, and L-leaf. Next we have past surgical history, none. I'm sorry. Allergy, no known drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient is married with two children. Patient is a retired accountant. Patient does not smoke. Patient quit smoking 43 years ago. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, mother of heart disease. She had a valve replaced. Her aunt, daughter, brother, nephew, all have migraine headaches. Next forever. Please do not put a review system. Next forever. Next to paragraph, impression to migraine headache disorder for stomach number, status migrainosis. So for some patients been having a continuous headache since the September 6th of 2022. First up, a patient had a brain MRI, which was a negative on September 25th, 2022. The MRI shows no acute neurological findings. Next paragraph, our condition, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next of all, we'll give the patient a trial Imitrax 50 milligrams once a day as needed to see if, as an abortive agent. Next of all, if that is not effective, I also give the patient Maxalt 10 milligrams once a day as needed to see if that would help her. Next up, we're explaining to patient common signs and symptoms of the side effects from these medications, including chest pain, palpitation, short of breath. I'll follow the patient on November 7, 2022. Explain to patient, contact me immediately if you develop any side effects from these medications. This marks the end of the patient. Last name is R-A-S-H-E-E-D. First name is R-W-A-N. Date of visit is October 10, 2022. Date of birth is May 7, 1986. Next over, chief complaint of possible multiple sclerosis. Next over, patient recently had a brain MRI done. The brain MRI was for chronic headaches. The brain MRI shows possible multiple sclerosis. Next paragraph. Uh,
Next, for a diagnostic test of brain MRI done on September 6th of 2022 with and without contrast, a full study shows a persistent periventricular white matter changes and scattered deep white matter lesions, parentheses within the left coronal radiata, comma, right frontal, comma, and temporal occipital watersheds, comma, close parentheses, comma, consistent with probable multiple sclerosis. First up, next paragraph, impressioned abnormal findings on the brain MRI. First up, findings. There are some findings on the MRI consistent with the probable multiple sclerosis. So, first time for a condition, I will refer the patient to. I'll refer the patient to a multiple sclerosis specialist for further evaluation. First up, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Saito. First name is Warren. Date of visit is October 7, 2022. Date of birth is May 14, 1951. Next paragraph. Date of visit is October 10, 2022. Date of birth is May 14, 1951. Next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. Michael Shearman, S-C-H-I-E-R-M-A-N. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Shearman, it's a pleasure to see Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, today for initial evaluation for memory deficits. Next paragraph, Mr. President, in this patient is a 71-year-old male, power chief of memory deficit. First up, a patient tells me that he's been having a memory loss. First up, it is progressively getting worse. First up, a majority of the memory loss is short-term memory loss. First up, patient with memory loss with progressively worsening for 1 year. First up, a patient will forget vocabulary. So first up, a patient will lose track of conversation. First up, a patient will forget names. So first up, he would forget what happened last week. First up, he met people and he would not remember their names. So first up, a patient would misplace things. So first up, a short-term memory loss is much worse than a long-term memory loss. So first up, a patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, and past medical history, memory loss. Next paragraph, current medication, Eliquis, atorvastatin, butalbital, Flomax, metoprolol. Next we have allergies, known drug allergies. Next we have social history, patients marry, patients retired. First up, patient does not smoke. Or first up, a patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use the list of drugs. Next we have family history, father of stroke and heart attack. First up, next we have review system, patient denies, I'm sorry, review system, please do not put a review system. Next we have impression. Next paragraph, neurologic examination, mental status examination. Patient's nose today is October 10, 2022. First up, a 07 is 5 out of 5. First up, patient knows the next holiday is Halloween. First up, patient's intact judgment. First up, a patient knows she lives in Danville, California. First up, a patient knows A patient 5-minute short-term recall, 5-minute short-term recall is 2 out of 3 for sudden scrape impression. Mild cognitive impairment. Mild cognitive impairments are first up. A patient is oriented to the date, year, and month. A first up patient is oriented to the city and location. First up, a patient, 5-minute short-term recall is 2 out of 3. First up, patient has intact judgment. A first sudden scrape recommendation. Explain the patient of developed diagnosis, the differential diagnosis. Next level, we start a patient on memantine 10 milligrams once a day for starting silver. I will also schedule a patient for an EEG study, first up to evaluate for background slowing for starting silver. Also explain the patient common side effects from the medication for starting silver. Recommendation filed with me in a month, first up. This marks a DNA dictation.